Good evening. Welcome to Balladeers. Tom Rush, your balladeer. Tonight's guests will be Bill Keith and Jim Rooney, along with Betsy and Bob Siggins. I don't know. It's whether Bob's going to sing. He said he'd listen. Betsy will sing. Bill Keith will play banjo and auto harp, and Jim Rooney will sing for your listening pleasure.
The word is sang.
Sang for your listening pleasure. What would you like to do?
Sorry, go with blues.
Nobody knows what a salty dog is, and if you have any suggestions, why don't you write Tom Rush? Tom doesn't get much mail. What? What is a salty dog?
It's a drink.
Okay. We're going to do an old folk song by Woody Guthrie called The Philadelphia Lawyer.
Was carved on his gun, and all of the boys around Reno
before in that piece. Why don't you play a song on the banjo? If they haven't heard enough. Got anything in mind? Yeah, this is Bill Keith I'm talking to. He comes over pretty well on radio.
Dead air, Carl.
Let's see. How about Under the Double Eagle?
How about
that? Try that. Something in the same key.
Something in the same vein, yes. Betsy Siggins up the microphone, and well, why don't we do the song that made us famous and gave her the name we have today, Stinko. Yeah, this is called The Long Black Veil.
Six and it's,
six verses, Betsy.
Well, yeah, six and four. Three. Yes, indeed.
You didn't tell
I don't know.
That's true.
We made it, friends. Called The Long Black Veil. It's the only song we don't read. We're doing this without words.
Just listen and see.
10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone. So
recording of that the other day, and the words were different.
It's stuck in my stuck in my head. Yeah.
Verbal counterpoint.
Yes, it's verbal counterpoint.
Maybe I'll read that.
Yes, we'll read that one next time. Is there going to be a next time? Want to get the auto harp? You've been standing around for the last 4 minutes. Nothing. Yeah. We're going to have Betsy back to do some more of our new hits, which are even hittier than our old ones. There's quite a groundswell of opinion about the new ones. Mostly opposed. What shall we do? Let's do Lord Lovell. This is a... Okay, where shall we begin tuning? It's beginning to sound like a show by the Charles River Valley Boys.
Bill Keith and Jim Rooney can be heard tuning at the 47 on Saturday nights. This Friday night. Personnel on tonight's show is Bill Keith on auto harp and banjo, Jim Rooney on guitar and voice, Betsy Siggins on voice and occasional guitar, and that's Bob Siggins on the B-flat guffaw in the background.
This is going to be a long song, too, if you thought the tune was... We're going to also be out at Brandeis in a week or so. It's a week from Saturday at a place called Chumley's.
We'll be tuning out there.
Yes, we'll be tuning all over the greater Boston area.
Lord Lovell stay.
Yes, anyone did, said he. A lady's dead, the people all said. And they call her Lady Nancy. Well, they ordered a grave to be opened for twin. And the shroud to be folded down. And then he kissed her clay gold lips. While the tears come a-trickling down. Lady Nancy, she died, is it mine? Lord love her, he died tomorrow. Lady Nancy, she died of pure, pure grief. Lord love her, he died of sorrow. Well, they buried Lady Nancy in the old churchyard. They buried Lord Love close by her, and out of her bosom there grew a red rose, and out of his backbone a bronze. Well, they grew and they grew on the old church tower. Yeah, they could not grow up any higher, and there they twine in a true lover's knot. For old true lovers to wed on, and there they twine in a true lover's knot.
Bill Keith and Jim Rooney. Program is Balladeers. I've been asked to announce that the Brookline Public Library has announced that the concert by the Hamden Trio scheduled for tonight at 8:30 has been canceled due to the weather, and that unfortunately it will not be possible to schedule the concert for another time. So if you know anybody that's planning to go to the Hamden Trio concert tonight at the Brookline Public Library at 8:30, why don't you call them and tell them not to, because it's not going to be there or anywhere. For every announcement I read for the station, I have five or six of my own. Little schedule written out for this week. Later this evening, myself, Tom Rush, and Alex Lukeman will be appearing at Club 47. Thursday night, there will be a hoot at 47. Oh, yeah, right. These are stations, WHRB, AM, and FM, broadcasting from studios in Cambridge. People in the control booth going mad because I haven't told them where they're at. A hoot Thursday night at 47, and if you do anything folk, and do it well, you're invited to come on down and do it on their stage at that time. Friday night at the 47, Bill Keith and Jim Rooney will be appearing with Pete Stanley. Also Friday night, myself, I, Tom Rush, will be at the Unicorn. Also Friday night, Marion Williams and the Stars of Faith will be at Elliott House in Elliott House's Music in America series. Concert at Elliott House Friday night. Saturday night at the 47, be myself and Ted Alvizos and myself. Also, Peter Lenz and Don McSurley will be at the Unicorn this Saturday night. Also, Savikas will be appearing at Jordan Hall on Saturday night. And a week from last night, next Tuesday night, Mitch Greenhill will be appearing at the 47. Tonight's guest, Bill Keith and Jim Rooney, along with Betsy Siggins and Bob Siggins listening in the background. What would you like to do?
Well, folks at home, you're in tune, Paulina.
Well, I wonder how the old folks are living. I wonder if they miss me when I'm gone. I wonder if they pray for the boy who went away. brave and true. The place she loves so dear, just a village and a homestead on the farm. Well, I can hear the cattle lowing in the lane. I can almost see the fields of bluegrass green. I can almost hear them cry as they kiss their boy goodbye. Oh, I wonder how the old folks are at
Carter song called "The Homestead on the Farm" or "The Old Folks at Homes," still pretty popular in the South. And you're going to be entertained by another round of tuning as we pick up the banjo. Apologize for all this. And after the tuning, why don't we do Reuben? As long as we're all tuned, have to tune anyway for this song. This is called Reuben's Old Train, which is a banjo tune, and I found the words to it finally about a year ago.
Well, old Reuben had a train run from Boston out to Maine. He ought to hear that whistle and she blew. When old Reuben left home, was about 9 days old. When he come back, he's full grown man, crying, Reuben.
You could save towards the end a fairly long instrumental.
When does this
one
get over?
Well, I figure it's about 18 minutes past by that clock, which betrays that we are recording this.
Yeah.
Because it'll be 8 o'clock
when
it actually
goes
on
the air.
it gives us about a little less than 10 minutes.
But from
if
now?
You could, yeah. And could you also do my favorite, I Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow?
Yeah, well, let's see. Yeah, we'll do one with Betsy right away then. She wants to sing on the air. Let's do the, this is a Leuven Brothers song, and they're well-known hillbillies. I had the words up a while ago. This is a song we read, so you'll be sure of getting all the words if you're taking a look down at home. Reuben Brothers, well-known hillbillies, as I said, and they sing together. My brother's in Germany. So, Betsy, we'll have to do it. This in the key of A. This is called I Don't Believe You've Met My Baby.
Last night my big brain was falling. I went to bed sad and blue. Then I had a dream about you. I dreamed I was strolling in the evening underneath the Barbie's moon. I was thinking about you. And then you met me in the moonlight. The stars were shining in your eyes. But another was there too. I don't believe you met my baby. Look at him, you look at me. I wondered who you were talking to. I shook the hand of your stranger.
I guess time. We were going to sing another song that
actually, you got about 10 minutes from right
now. Oh, we have so. 10 minutes from now. Well, here's the song you've been waiting for, friends. This is it. Very sad. Well, timely. And we'll do this. This is called Mental Cruelty. You can buy this on a record, not by us. So I won't tell you who does it. When I hear this again, you'll have to come see us on one of our personal appearances around New England.
Around the world.
Traveling in a train. This is called Mental Cruelty. We'll kick it off. Beautiful, Betsy. You brought a tear to my throat. How many minutes have we got now, Tom? We'll do an instrumental and Ain't Gonna Work. Well, why don't we do Ain't Gonna Work and then an instrumental, okay?
At this point, we have about 5 minutes, so you might do another song in that instrumental.
Well, then we're real full of tricks, aren't you? We could do just a snatch of Working in the Rain.
What?
Or we could even do it all.
Go ahead.
I've been working all in the rain, tied to a dirty old ball and chain.
The program has been Balladeers. Tonight's guests have been Bill Keith, Jim Rooney, along with Betsy Siggins. And all they are appearing at the 47 this Friday night, and at where at Brandeis?
It's Chumley's on the Charles out of Brandeis.
That's a week from Saturday?
It's in the castle. It's the 24th of February.
Which is a week from Saturday.
Yeah, I bet it better be. It's better to be there a week from Saturday.
Okay, could you give us a closing theme?
Yeah, Farewell Blues.
And you're, of course, listening to WHRB AM 550 at Harvard and WHRB FM 95.3 megacycles, broadcasting from studios in Cambridge. And at this time, we have with us a very fine group of musicians who unfortunately missed our live orgy last weekend. And we have all by themselves this week and can have a lot more time than we would have been able to have last weekend. It's a pleasure to welcome to WHRB once again Jim Rooney, Bill Keith, and all the rest of their fine group straight from Club 47 Mount Auburn right here in Cambridge.
Joe Clark.
A lot of old Joe Clark.
And we have a big band, the big band here. We have Fritz on the bass and Keith on the banjo and Siggins on the banjo and John on the guitar.
That's cool.
Betsy's reading a book. We're going to do Sleep With One Eye Open now. Sentimental song. This is a song by Flatt and Scruggs.
I just found out today the little game he played. I've been sleeping my whole life away. You've been stepping, so they say, between midnight and day. So I'm gonna sleep one hour now. Game is through. From now, baby, gonna tour the line. From now.
to sleep with one eye open. Are you going to play a record now? Fritz, you're not going to play a record. We're going to play another song. Well, what shall we play? Up Goes the Weasel. How about Loose Talk?
Yeah, how about that?
How about that, friends? Betsy, yeah, Miss Betsy. You're going to call her Miss Betsy. Yeah, no voice today.
Denise of country music.
Yes. First lady in the land. A little tune called the Loose Talk. Yeah.
So long we've been married, life's burdens we've carried, but faith kept us humble and kept our love true.
The plans that we make up some more seems to break up. Oh, darling, what else can we do?
But you tell me they say the same about me.
Oh, we'll show them they're wrong. That Loose Talk can do harm, and hope that the truth they will see.
We may have to leave here to find peace of mind in some place where we can live a life of our own. Oh, I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone.
That was Loose Talk. Now are we going to play a record? What? Huh?
Up to you.
Why don't you play a record?
Okay.
And we'll think up a few more songs.
Yes, that's Victim to the Tune.
We got an old-timey song.
Yeah, we have a kind of a folk song here.
This song about the Spanish-American War, after the style of Charlie Poole and his North Carolina Ramblers, and it's called Battleship of Maine.
Then I got my gun. First Spaniard I saw come in, drop my gun and run. It was all about that battleship of Maine.
That war with that great nation Spain.
When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my name. It was all about that battleship of Maine.
Why are you running? Are you afraid to die? The reason I'm running is because I cannot fly. It was all about that battleship of Maine. The blood was running, I was running too. Only good exercise, had nothing else to do. It was all about that battleship of Maine.
That war with that great nation Spain.
When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my name. It was all about that battleship of Maine.
Running, fell down on my knees. First thing I saw in front of me was a great big pot of peas. It was all about that battleship of Maine. The peas, they were greasy and the meat, it was fat. The boys were fighting Spaniards while I was fighting that. It was all about that battleship of Maine.
That war with that great nation Spain.
When I get back to Spain, gonna honor my name. It was all about that battleship of Maine.
Thank you. kind of shoes do the Rough Riders wear? Buckles on the side cost 5 1/2 a pair. It was all about that battleship of Maine. Now what kind of shoes do the poor farmers wear? All busted in cost $1 a pair. It was all about that battleship of Maine.
At war with that great nation Spain. When we get back to Spain, gonna honor my name. It was all about that battleship of Maine.
Little log cabin in the lane.
I'd just like to say that this is Jim Rooney now. I'm Bill Keith. Back again.
So we won't defame the Charleston Valley for you.
Yeah, this isn't the Charles River Valley Boys. Get that. Wait, what key? G. Herb is going to get on another guitar, and we're going to do a little bit of Jimmy Brown, everybody's favorite, the newsboy. We might give everybody a plug, the Charles River Boys. What are you going to be at?
What do you mean, River
Boys? River Valley Boys. River Rats are going to be at the club. When are you going to be at the club?
Next Friday.
No, we're not. Beginning of the following week, and then that's 2 weeks from yesterday.
2 weeks from yesterday, keep that in mind. And 2 weeks from
tomorrow.
Let's see. Yeah, let's see. Now, a week from last Thursday, we'll be Keith and Rooney and all the Green Hill Billies will be down at the club. All the Auburn Mountain Boys will be at the Club 47 on Mount Auburn, on the peak of Mount Auburn, on the windswept peak. Here's Jimmy Brown at last.
I sailed
Here's another tune that Flat and Scruggs put out a long time ago called Dim Lights. Thick smoke and loud, loud music. Fritz Fishman on the bass. It's been a long night.
Midnight with you, I ran.
You've been listening to Nonesuch this Saturday, presenting all kinds of foreign folk music, and just recently we had the Charles River Valley Boys and Jim Rooney and Bill Keith. Hope you've enjoyed it a whole lot, and you'll be back next Saturday.